This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. In Telangana, the flood situation remains grim in the worst affected districts. The state government has stepped up relief measures following heavy rains in the state, which led to the inundation of low-lying areas in several districts. At least 4 persons have lost their lives and about half a dozen people have been washed away. Chief Minister A. Revanath Reddy, who reviewed the situation, has directed senior officials to implement relief measures on a far footing, remain vigilant in areas where heavy rains are forecast. He asked them to set up a system at the command control center to handle the emergency situation and provide training to 8 police battalions on par with the NDRF for emergency services during heavy rains. He also announced an ex gratia payment of 5 lakh rupees to the families of those who died in rain-related incidents. The state government will submit a comprehensive report on flood damage to the center. The chief minister also declared immediate assistance of 5 crore rupees to the worst-hit districts. In Andhra Pradesh, the state and the central governments are making all efforts to restore normalcy in the flood-affected regions. A team of 126 NDRF personnel equipped with 40 power boats and 4 helicopters arrived in Vijayawada this morning to undertake relief measures. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu stayed in flood-affected areas of Vijayawada and personally oversaw the situation and relief efforts. He visited several severely impacted regions to assess the extent of the flooding. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the BJP's membership drive this afternoon at the party headquarters in New Delhi. The drive will focus on enrolling new members and renewing the existing members of the party. Mr. Modi will receive the certificate for the renewal of his members from the party president J.P. Nadda. The drive will be held in phases from today till November 10th. The first phase of this membership drive will conclude on 25th of this month. Our correspondent reports that the BJP has set a target of enrolling at least 10 crore new members as part of its membership drive across the country, except in the poll-bound states and UTs. Aam Aadmi Party MLA Amanatullah Khan was arrested today by the Enforcement Directorate in connection with alleged irregularities and appointments to the Delhi Waqf Board and leasing of its properties amounting to around 100 crore rupees. Earlier in the morning, the agency's team reached the residence of AAP MLA in the national capital to question him. The AAP has criticized the ED's move. Talking to the media, party leader Sanjay Singh alleged that even though the ED is being repeatedly cautioned by the Supreme Court not to conduct investigations with malice, the agency's only aim is to keep people in jail. On the other hand, the BJP has said this is not a new case against Mr. Khan and this investigation was already ongoing. In Israel, thousands of people have been staging rallies and protests across the country since yesterday, demanding Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to negotiate a ceasefire with Hamas to secure the return of hostages held in Gaza. The protests began in the morning after the Israel Defense Forces announced the recovery of the bodies of 6 hostages. The protests continued throughout the night. In Tel Aviv, a demonstration took place outside the Kiryat military base, the IDF's headquarters. Day 5 of the ongoing Paris Paralympics 2024 has begun on a positive note for India as the country's para-shuttler Thulasimathi Murugesen assured one more medal. Murugesen reached the finals of women's singles SU5 badminton event, securing her place with a victory over compatriot Manisa Ramdas. The top seed from Tamil Nadu triumphed with the scores of 23-21, 21-17 in the semi-final yesterday. After this win, Murugesen has guaranteed herself at least a silver medal. Following her semi-final defeat, Ramdas will compete for the bronze medal. The SU5 category caters to athletes with impairments affecting the upper limbs, whether in the playing or non-playing hand. In archery, world number 1 para archer Rakesh Kumar narrowly missed the bronze medal in the men's individual compound open. Despite starting with perfect 30, he lost to China's He Ziyao by just 1 point, 147-146. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.